Hello and welcome back to Secrets of a Virtual Boss. I'm your host, as always, Michael Brody, and today we're going to delve into a topic that's reshaping the global business landscape, and that is, of course, outsourcing and offshoring to the Philippines in a post-pandemic world, the lessons learned. The pandemic was a game changer in many ways. It changed, you know, the way people did business, especially in the world of hiring and remote staffing and offshoring. Let's unpack what we've learned and how it shapes the future of working with Filipino professionals. First and foremost, the pandemic has underscored the importance of flexibility in business. The ability to adapt quickly to changing circumstances is crucial. This is where outsourcing in the Philippines has been an absolute game changer for a lot of companies. The agility and adaptability of Filipino professionals has proven to be invaluable, as have the cost savings. One major lesson is the significance of robust digital infrastructure. The shift to the remote world, it was certain, it was widespread, it was instant. A lot of the major governments or Western governments or whatever around the world imposed it. Pretty much every government in the world, in fact, imposed it. Suddenly you had to work from home. But a lot of businesses, the penny dropped because they were thinking, well, why am I paying Bob, you know, down the street in San Diego, $150,000, $100,000, $80,000, whatever a year, when I can actually hire somebody to work remotely in the Philippines of an equal talent, equal skill, equal ability professional there for a fraction of the cost. And of course, there's nothing wrong with hiring somebody in the Philippines to replace Bob, because at the end of the day, you're in business to make money, you're in business to provide great products and services, and you know, you're taking risks, so you deserve to be as profitable as possible. And, the fact of the matter is it's completely ethical as well, because the cost of service, the cost of difference, the cost of things is a lot different in the Philippines than it is in, say, San Diego, for example. You can't get a foot massage for $3 in San Diego, for example. You can in the Philippines. So, you know, everything is relevant, and that's why salaries are different in different places. But as a business owner, you've got to take advantage of it the same way product manufacturers did or have or do to maximize their margin as well. The key is to do it in a way that you always put your customers first and you still create great products and services. So anyway, I'm going off tangent a little there, but first and foremost, the pandemic gave us a major lesson, and the major lesson was the significance of digital infrastructure. The shift to remote work forced that. So businesses in the Filipino counterparts, they invested more in improving digital setups, ensuring smoother collaboration despite the distance. So this could be internet upgrades, it could be better headsets, it could be an upgraded laptop, it could be two monitors instead of one, whatever, software tools could fall under that as well. The pandemic also brought to light the importance of empathy and understanding the employer-employee relationship. So, many Filipino workers face challenges due to lockdowns and health concerns, just like, they did in your home country. And employers who showed understanding and flexibility not only maintained, but often enhanced the working relationship. Now, let's talk about business continuity. So the pandemic taught us that diversifying your workforce can be a lifeline. Having team members in different locations like the Philippines helped a lot of businesses stay operational, even when the local operations were affected. It also helped them, for example, when revenues plummeted due to the lockdowns, they could still maintain business operations due to the lower overhead. Another key takeaway is the importance of clear communication. With the shift of remote work, businesses learned to communicate more effectively, setting clearer tasks, expectations. This led to improved productivity and overall a better understanding between offshore teams and their overseas employers. Lastly, the pandemic highlighted the resilience and dedication of the Filipino workforce. So despite the challenges, they continue to provide quality work, proven to be an essential part of the global workforce. So to sum it up, outsourcing and offshoring the Philippines in this post-pandemic world has came with a lot of lessons. It's about adaptability, it's about robust infrastructure, it's about empathy, it's about business continuity, clear communication, and of course, resilience. These lessons are shaping the future of how we work and collaborate across borders. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, hit the subscribe for more insights into the world of offshore staffing. Until next time, keep adapting, keep growing, keep making money. I'll see you on another episode. Bye for now.